A blue Toyota truck was spotted leaving Alaska Marine Lines in Haines on Tuesday. The back was loaded down with a large pallet of once scarce delicacies. Samoas, Do-si-dos, and Thin Mints, to name a few classics. Themed Unbox the Future, the Girl Scouts of America's 2024 cookie season is offering 9 different cookies to choose from. Retro flavors like trefoils are on the menu, and newer flavors like the gluten-free Toffee-tastic are making the rounds. This year's lineup, however, does not feature a new flavor. But for Amanda Hamill and 2 other Haines moms who started a Daisy Troop in December, everything is new to them. Hamill says that co-leading the troop has been a learning experience.
So everything goes through Anchorage, and Anchorage is a big city, so it's a very different mentality in Anchorage for Girl Scouts than it is in a small town like Haines. They are in Anchorage. Girls can go get more cookies. You have to sign up for booths like back in January. It's very rigid, and we're much more fluid. So it was very difficult getting them to help us set up everything.
While meeting twice a month and earning their first badges, the troop managed to simultaneously navigate the challenges of getting cookies processed and delivered to Haines. The girls will have to sort the cookies and fulfill their pre-orders before the excess is available to be sold to the public. Hamill said the troop plans on setting up 4 booths over the next month, where they will sell cookies for $6 a box. Cookie sales are intended to strengthen entrepreneurial and life skills. According to the Girl Scouts website, the program focuses on goal setting, money management, people skills, and business ethics. Hamill told KHNS that her troop, made of kindergarten and first graders, has already shown benefits from the program by flexing both math and social muscles.
At the Daisy level, since they're so young, our main focus is on talking to people, My daughter, the only word she could get out to somebody was cookies, and then she would hand them the piece of paper. So we're working on complete sentences and talking to people about what they are. And she was able to say, like, you know, these are $6. And then also, once we do start taking money for the cookies, we are working on money skills with the girls as well.
All proceeds from cookie sales remain local. As part of a goal-setting exercise, the Daisies voted to allocate their profits from this year to arts and crafts supplies for the winter and camping once the seasons change. The troop plans to meet year-round. Gemma Carter is a member of the troop. She is 6, but she wanted me to clarify that she's almost 7. I asked Gemma what she's most excited about as a Girl Scout.
Sleeping outside.
Gemma's mom, Lori Carter, is one of the co-leaders, and her 5-year-old daughter is also in the troop. She told KHNS that she was never a Girl Scout herself, but was excited when troop leader Amanda Brandon asked her to help. Carter said that as a year-round resident, she welcomed a new activity available in Haines, and she said she's been impressed by the program.
Seems to instill these values for community and kindness, and it's so funny. I was telling my mom yesterday, it's like, oh yeah, these are all the things that I thought I would just teach my children kind of like by osmosis. If they saw me picking up trash in the street, I thought that was, you know, just something that would happen more naturally. But I think Girl Scouts is such a quality program because we're giving these opportunities to really talk and share and learn some of those community and personable, like kindness type qualities with our friends in those meetings.
Yeah. Troop 23071 is a Daisy troop, meaning it is officially open to grades K through 1. Hamill says the troop is accepting members and that older girls are welcome to sign up if their parents are willing to be involved to help split the members into age-specific activities. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.